And our final speaker is Jaggy Singh from Montreal. I think he can speak in this device, so come on.
Thank you. I have two things to say at the outset. I have conditions where I can't use a megaphone anywhere in Canada. So for any police out there, this is a microphone. This is not a megaphone. En français, ça c'est un microphone, parlant pour ta voix. But I'm within my rights to give a speech, so I will give a speech. The other thing I want to say is send out my solidarity and respect to the people here in Ottawa who've been organizing for the last 3 weeks. It's been quite a challenge to just have, you know, less than a month to get all this together, and you've done a great, great job. So solidarity and respect for all the organizers here, people with the Ontario Coalition Against the Tories, les militants et militantes avec le CASO à Ottawa, and Global Democracy Ottawa. It's a great job. I think we have to confront an argument head on. The argument is that after September 11th, we shouldn't be here. Or if we are here, we shouldn't be talking about radical things. We shouldn't be talking about capitalism. We shouldn't be talking about imperialism. We shouldn't be talking about American foreign policy. But as Starhawk said, and as other people have said, it's exactly now that we should be here. We can't surrender the public terrain, whether that's in our schools, whether that's in the workplaces, whether that's in the media, or whether that's in the streets. We can't surrender that public terrain to people who apologize for exploitation and oppression. To speak about these issues, to speak about imperialism, to speak about capitalism, is not to belittle the deaths that happened on September 11th. Rather, you know, it's my view that it would trivialize those deaths on September 11th if those of us who stand up for social justice, if we weren't to vigorously stand up, if somehow we were to shut up, that would trivialize those deaths on September 11th. To speak out against capitalism, the IMF, and the World Bank, it's not to justify terrorism, but it's rather to expose all forms of oppression, all forms of exploitation, and yes, all forms of terrorism. And to speak out against American foreign policy is not to justify September 11th, but it's to expose the total hypocrisy of someone like George Bush speaking out against terrorism. I think we need to demystify this thing called the G20, the Group of 20. People think, or people are saying, it's a force for good. But the G20, which was formed about 2 or 3 years ago, is made up of bank governors, finance ministers of 19 countries, the European Union, as well as representatives of the IMF and the World Bank. It was formed as a PR gesture just a few years ago. It's to save face. It's to save face and to sort of minimize the fact that there are 7 countries, Western countries, that dominate the world. It's their way of diversifying, their way of peppering up the movement without actually peppering up their faces without actually changing anything. And keep in mind, those bank governors and those men from countries like India or Indonesia or Korea don't represent those countries. Like we're taking to the streets today, people in India, people in elsewhere, people all over the South are at the forefront of the struggle against capitalist globalization. They're at the forefront of the struggle against imperialism. Another myth is that somehow the G20 is different from the IMF and World Bank. But let's not forget that the G20 is inextricably linked to the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. The heads of the IMF and the World Bank actually sit at the G20. And we should be talking about what the IMF does and what the World Bank does. There's a police officer who was quoted in the papers yesterday, Sergeant Marc Richer of the RCMP, and he said that violence will not be tolerated at the G20. Marc Richer is wrong. Violence is being tolerated in Ottawa today. It's being tolerated because that meeting is happening. The meeting of the IMF, the World Bank, and the G20. The World Bank sponsors development projects. We should look at what these development projects are and what they do. Look at the project, the Chichoy Dam Project. A group named Rights Action has been working closely with people in Guatemala. The Chichoy Dam was built in Guatemala between the 70s and the 80s. It displaced thousands of people from their land. The people there refused to move. And what happened to them? Well, 444 people were massacred. And the World Bank has yet to pay compensation for those deaths and pay compensation for people who had to flee to the hills and were starving and were living in misery. That's violence. We should talk about the Narmada Dam project in India, which has displaced not thousands of people like with the Chichoy Dam in Guatemala, but hundreds of thousands of people. People again who've lost their livelihoods. People again who are willing to drown themselves to oppose these policies and these projects funded by the IMF and World Bank. Again, what's happening in Narmada, that's violence. We should talk about structural adjustment programs of the